What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast is brought to you by Peak. Peak is beauty from within. Their Sun Goddess Matcha is literally the best matcha ever. It's organic, ceremonial grade, and quadruple toxin screened for purity. It can help support your gut health for radiant skin, curb sugar cravings, and rev up your metabolism. It's also rich in chlorophyll that supports detoxification of the body, promotes clear skin for a brighter complexion. Consider this an antioxidant facial for your skin. Peak's matcha is shaded for longer and has more L-theanine, which keeps my mood balanced, helps reduce stress and anxiety, and gives me sustained energy, mental clarity, and a zen-like focus without the crashes. I'm telling you, if you're like me and you're trying to wean off coffee, this matcha will change the game. Gives you a little zip in the morning, but chill. You're not losing your mind. You're not sweating through your shirt like you are if you have a double espresso. I love Peak. I'm so glad that they are part of the podcast. For a limited time offer, get 5% off plus a free Peak sampler pack with six of their best-selling flavors when you purchase two or more cartons with code ABSOLUTELY. Offer only works if they use my code, so you better use my code. Get it right here. You're going to use my code ABSOLUTELY. So if you go to Peak, Peak Life, it's PIQUELIFE.com/absolutely. Again, that's PIQUELIFE.com. And use my code to make sure that you get the offer. You can get 5% off plus a free Peak sampler pack.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Coming back from a beautiful, wonderful weekend in Augusta, Georgia at the Masters, the most prestigious golf tournament in the world, we're going to talk about how we scammed our way in. And I'm so thrilled to have in the studio, live in front of me, live in living color, ladies and gentlemen, one of my best friends in the world, Raymond Padilla.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow, I am so happy to be back at Absolutely Not HQ.
It's like goop with more lube.
I'm going to need a colonic after this weekend.
I mean, you and me both, honey. You and me both. Okay, then we should just jump right into
it. Yeah, let's just jump in.
So just to update everybody, Ray and I scammed our way to the Masters.
Absolute scam artists.
So we ended up getting, you got tickets, right?
Yeah, we got tickets. We can't tell you how we got them because that's the thing, guys.
Yeah.
You can't talk about it. It's secret.
And as Ray said earlier, scammers can't be choosers.
That's correct. Also, just know that I didn't choose the scam life. It chose me.
It chose us. But long story short, if you don't know, I mean, you've got to be living under a fucking rock to not know. The Masters tickets is one of the hardest tickets in sports to get. And we were able, through one of Ray's friends, to get invited and go to the Masters. Now, this is Jeff, my husband. This is his Super Bowl, his wet dream, his moment. Like, literally, I was getting texts as we were walking in before we turned in our cell phones from his guy friends that said, don't let Jeff blow his load in the pine straw as soon as he scans his ticket and walks in.
He was freaking out. We got in how many fights before we even left?
Yeah.
It was insane.
We drove up on Friday. We didn't have tickets till Saturday and Sunday, which were the two busiest days of the tournament.
Correct.
Because that's really when it, you know, the golfers, you start to see where they end up in the ranks and, you know.
Right.
That's where it gets heated, mm-hmm. hot, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And we're driving from Atlanta to Augusta and Jeff is screaming at us at like 9 a.m. on Friday. We said, we can't even get in today.
What are we doing?
Yeah, he was in a mood. Dad was in a mood.
He was in a freaking, I mean, then he couldn't drive because he had to stream the game live. And I was like, okay, I'll drive. I'm driving.
Again, it is not a game. It is a match. It's a tournament. Ray kept saying, who won the game? I was like, that's not how this works.
I mean, but it's sports. All sports are games. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
And you know what we did? We played the biggest game, which was scamming our way into the Masters.
And I'm going to tell you, we fucking won.
We won. We fucking did it. So we get the tickets, and we show up Saturday. Now, for those of you who don't know, how would you describe the cell phone situation at the Masters?
Like, I'm paralyzed. Like, I just had a stroke trying to describe. You literally cannot have a phone at all. Like, you could be thrown out of there forever.
Yes, forever.
Yeah.
So what they do is, there's like a coat check, if you will, and you check your cell phone. So if you say we're meeting in front of the oak tree at 11 a.m. and you do not show up at 11 a.m., there's no way to find people.
You can't find anyone.
You can't find anyone. I mean, you know, I basically, if I wasn't walking the course, I was kind of lurking around the pro shop. I can't even talk today. I'm so exhausted. Whatever. The concessions or the main oak tree.
Yeah.
So the first day we get there, Ray and I, it took us a couple minutes to get in with our tickets and everything and to cell phone check, if you will. And Jeff had been waiting by the leaderboard for 15 minutes. And
we were 15 minutes late. Okay, guys. And it was like bumper to bumper traffic. We were nearly arrested
trying
to get in.
It was a whole thing. We had a cop.
Paul Blart was basically at the gate because you're not allowed to be dropped off at the gate. You have to like walk 17 miles.
We had a fabulous driver, Bruce. He dropped us off. And then
Bruce.
Paul Blart, the mall cop, tried to scream at us like, get in your car. Get back in your car.
No drop offs.
And then we literally rolled 2.5 feet to the light and we're able to get out of the car there.
It's insane.
It was a lot.
It's a well-oiled machine. It is militant.
Yes. So we meet Jeff at the leaderboard. He already has his arms crossed. We're like, Dad's mad. We're already getting yelled at. He causes a scene. He's like, if I tell you to be somewhere at 11, you better be here, damn it.
Yeah. He's like, this is the one place to not be late ever. And we're like, where do we need to be in the next 5 minutes? Well, nowhere.
We said, shut up. Stop yelling. Literally.
I'm going to get a sandwich.
We're getting a sandwich.
Bye.
Now, the best way to describe some of the traditions at the Masters, obviously you can't have your cell phone. You're supposed to be present. You're supposed to be in the moment at this historic, incredible, very prestigious, very almost cult-like golf tournament.
Game.
I mean, game. Yes, at the game. But the food is very iconic at the Masters.
Yeah, everyone always talked about it. Everyone's always like, oh, they have cheese and blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, guys.
They have cheese.
Just
loose blocks of cheddar. But they have, their concession is like is such a well-oiled machine. I said, Henry Ford could never.
No, could never.
Could never.
It was like you were on a people mover at the airport. That's how quickly and smoothly, and you just grabbed food as you like moved, scooted by.
It was just, okay, obviously the golf course and the grounds and everything is so perfectly manicured and everything is so wonderful.
Yeah.
With the staff at the Masters, is like, it's hospitality you've never experienced
before.
Times
a thousand.
Like if you want an iced tea, it's already in a gorgeous memorabilia cup.
Yeah.
And literally as you're walking through, you grab your barbecue sandwich, your famous pimento cheese sandwich, your chips, and the iced tea. Somebody just hands it to you with a smile on their face. You don't even say iced tea. They just hand you an Arnold Palmer and they're like, go with God.
Uh-huh.
And the great thing about everything there is that it's the same prices as like when they open. Like a sandwich is $2.
I mean, you know, we love to eat. We like ate the whole weekend. I don't know, $40.
$40 the whole weekend.
It was crazy.
Now, I will say, my one complaint, and I know this is going to be very controversial.
Uh-oh, here we go.
There needed to be a little bit more of a variety. They had great stuff, but you can only eat so many egg salad sandwiches without then shitting yourself at the 9-hole turn.
Yeah.
You know?
Correct. It was like, how many egg salads and sandwiches am I going to eat before I feel like I'm 90 years old in a home?
Exactly.
You
and listen,
I mean?
I'm going to say something even more controversial. Was the pimento cheese great? Was the egg salad great? But I can't eat it on smushy white bread. That's why I don't do British tea time and hit a tea sandwich.
And see, that didn't bother me because I'm an old school rainbow white bread guy. You know what I mean? That's what I grew up eating, which is not good for you, which is probably why I'm morbidly obese.
But how can you handle the squishiness and the mayonnaise-ness of the filling of the sandwich on two squished pieces of white bread? I need it toasted. I need a toasted brioche.
I mean, listen, I love a toast, but I guess what else was I supposed to do?
I just didn't go for the egg or the pimento cheese.
I had one bite of the pimento cheese and I didn't love it.
Okay. I thought the cheese was good, but if I could get a little scoop of the pimento with some nice Ritz crackers, I would have been in heaven.
It's the same thing for me. Like, yeah, like you said, like the cheese to me, I definitely need it on a toast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the egg salad, for some reason, that didn't bother me.
I couldn't. I've never been an egg salad girl though.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It doesn't do it for me. I don't know if it's the color.
Yeah.
So iconically, we went through and got every single sandwich. Mm-hmm. We were tasting it all. And people are like, get the egg salad. But it was like smushed. I couldn't do it.
I kind of loved it. I mean, it just reminded me of my mom's deviled eggs.
Yeah, well, you're a pervert, so we know.
That's so messed up.
But then when we went in to do some shopping, talk about ladies be shopping.
Wow.
How would you describe it? To me, it felt like a Black Friday sale where you just,
yes, you're
grabbing shit you don't even want, but you're so high on the rush of the fact that you got the exclusive ticket and scammed your way into the store.
Yeah, it's literally Black Friday at the Gucci store, not the outlet, and everything is 30 cents, but it's not 30 cents.
But
that's
not
the energy that people have. You're just ripping stuff off the walls.
It was insane. We get through the line, and again, that's another well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
It was like if you had the VIP pass at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Like you were at the front of the Scream Machine or the Magic Mountain, AKA you're buying 65 Peter Millar polos, losing your fucking mind.
I bought more hats than I've bought in my whole life. And I love hats.
Yeah, but you bought like 65 hats.
I did. I'm uncomfortable. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't even wear baseball hats.
Well, you are about to now.
Like I'm a bucket hat, fedorable kind of guy.
Fedorable. I like that.
You know?
Adorable in a fedora.
Fedorable.
I'm fedorable. I really like that. So Ray and I are just blacking out. And if you lose somebody in the shop, there's 6,000 people.
Everything is like, okay. It is literally the military. You're like, okay, you have 40 minutes. We'll see you on the corner. If you get lost, this is the next plan. But you don't want to get lost. We met people who were like, I haven't seen my husband in 6 hours. We're like, oh, well, good luck.
Our friend Olivia lost her mom for 4 hours one day. And Olivia was like sick to her stomach. She's like, I don't know where my mama is.
Oh, that's right. And then her mom was like, don't feel bad. I was totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But literally, I mean, it's the safest place. You're
no, totally,
like,
totally.
But still, if you lose somebody, forget it.
Well, because there's no way to find your way back. It's literally like if you lose somebody, you could not see them until you're literally at the car 10 hours later.
And you wouldn't even know to meet at the car. They could be standing outside the pro shop for 6.5 hours thinking that that's where you're supposed to meet. But
right.
If you don't remember that you got to meet at the pro shop, you're fucked.
Yeah. Well, and also there are people who like Jeff didn't bring his phone to the thing the whole first day because he didn't know you could check them.
Yeah.
And us content monsters were like, no.
We are going to be getting contact up until they literally say, ma'am, get in this police car.
Yeah. I was prepared to like dig a hole in the ground with my long fingernails to hide our phones there. If we had to bury them like squirrels with nuts. Like I knew we need our phones.
Listen, I was clocking a squirrel, kind of doing a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like, hey, Henry, will you hold this Apple 11?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I love ZocDoc. You want to know why? Because it makes finding a doctor and getting in to see a doctor so freaking easy breezy. ZocDoc's incredible, okay? It is literally an app. It's a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. You can read up on local doctors, get verified patient reviews, and see what other real humans have to say about their visit. So when you walk into the doctor's office, you're set up to see someone in your network who gets you. It's so easy, guys. So you're on ZocDoc.com, right? It's ZocDoc.com. So you type in, I want to see a dermatologist. This is my insurance. Da-da-da-da. It'll bring you everybody in network and then it'll say, hey, this doctor, Dr. Brown's got an appointment on Tuesday at noon. This doctor's got an appointment here. And you can literally look at reviews, see how close they are to you, whatever you want, get all that information in one spot. And it's right there for you. It makes it so easy. I use this all the time when I was in New York. I use it now all the time when I'm on the road. If I need to see like, you know, gastroenterologist when I'm in Tulsa. I use it. ZocDoc makes finding good doctors who are also patient reviewed. It's so nice. You guys know how it is. You know how it is when you try and get in to see a doctor. It takes months and months. ZocDoc does all the work for you. It is so awesome. So all you got to do is go to ZocDoc.com/absolutely and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/absolutely. Again, ZocDoc.com/absolutely.
It's one of those things where it's like adult Disneyland for like rich white people.
Yeah.
Like, that's the energy I got. But everyone is so nice.
Also, there's Koreans. There's lots of Koreans.
Yeah, there was. There was.
A lot of golfers are Korean. Yeah.
But it was like, everyone was in the best mood. I was like confused. I was like, people like sports this much?
Yes.
That was confusing to me.
And I think what is the most scammiest of all is I got so many messages from young gentlemen basically sending you death threats being like, Ray doesn't even fucking like golf and he scammed his way in.
Yeah. Honestly, guys, like I knew what the Masters was, you know, like I knew, like I'm not that out of it. But then I was like, all my bros, I was in a frat, gross. No, I'm just kidding. I love the frat. And they were like, wait, you're, well, like they were having strokes the second they found out I was there.
Couldn't handle it. Couldn't comprehend the fact that Raymond Padilla, who is adorably adorable.
Huge homosexual. Last weekend I was at a warehouse watching a guy get his dick sucked by another guy. This weekend I was at the fanciest fucking grass in the world.
Literally, Ray, they get down and they like trim it with scissors.
Yes.
And they like blow it into the wind. Yes. Like, yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, it was wild. It's like, you know how like you're always like, I don't want to be on the grass because it makes me itch.
Yeah.
It was the one time I was like, I think I could just do grass angels for like 17 hours.
Because guess what? They take the allergen, whatever the allergen is, out of the grass. This shit is so GMO'd. So like, but also like a hybrid purebred. Like there's some sort of lab in Switzerland where they're whipping this shit up. This is next level. I mean,
honestly, if Gwyneth Paltrow was there, she probably would have started eating it like with her face because she was going to clean her intestines.
Exactly. She was like, this is it. This is the new cleanse. It's Master's grass. Like,
she's grazing like a gazelle.
Actually, can I be honest with you? That's a great scum.
Yeah.
We should go out into my backyard, take a couple little, because we have good Bermuda grass and they might have Bermuda grass out there. Georgia.
I don't know what that means.
It's really nice grass for golf. We could go out there, get a couple sprigs and start selling it and be like, Dude, let's do it tonight. This is our scum. This is our scum. Let's put it on Craigslist tonight and be like, official bag of grass from the Masters. Don't ask me how I got it. That's a good idea. I bet we could make a couple hundo. I'm just saying.
But what if the police come knocking on our door because grass is a word for marijuana?
No, it's going to be a photo of the Bermuda grass with like the Masters flag in the background. We're like, not weed. Absolutely not weed. This is grass from a golf course.
Trimmed grass. I'm sure people do pull it. I'm sure there are.
I'm just saying there are things like.
I mean, Jeff probably has some and he's probably like jerking off with it.
I was afraid he'd be crying and masturbating in the pine straw.
I literally thought he was going to catch him fucking the oak tree.
Yeah, me too. People literally were warning us because Jeff got there at, you know, 7 a.m. when the doors open. And I said, please, for the love of God, just don't get kicked out or do anything weird before we get there.
Don't. Also, like, let's circle back because Jeff was like, he said the most insulting thing to me. He was like, never in a million years of the 1,000 people I know did I think you were going to give us the tickets. And I was like, it's fucked up. It's frankly a hate crime.
Yeah, that's a hate crime. That's a homosexual hate crime.
You know what, Jeff? I may be gay and I might not care about sports, but I've been to more football games than most men will go to in their fucking life.
And you know what? Jeff's a sore loser. And if you've ever been to a Giants game with him, he cries like a little baby back bitch. Up in the nosebleeds, and I say, where's my suite?
Yeah, also, he's such a baby. I'm a Raiders fan and a fucking A's fan. Talk about a tough team to fucking support. I was at the game when Scott Hatterberg hit the fucking home run after they almost lost their 20-game winning streak. That's fucking sports knowledge for you.
Right there.
And people don't know that I know that.
Wow, I'm actually very impressed.
Yeah, thank you. I just don't know a lot about golf.
It's okay, because you know what? I don't know a lot about the footballs.
Yeah, and that's fine.
I enjoy golf. I grew up playing golf. I understand the sport. But you know me, I don't get tennis. Tennis is never ace, love, deuce, triple. What does that all mean?
And I went into this weekend just being like, I'm going to look fucking fierce.
Right.
And I'm going to be like, go team.
Yeah. And you know what you did? You were great. We have some friends that play professionally. We fought them. It was nice to go, I feel like, and root for people to be invested.
Almost was like great because I was just like, I don't really care. So I'm not like upset. And I'm when something great happened, I was like, that's awesome. Good for them.
Yeah. And you learned a lot.
Yeah,
and
I did learn a lot. I mean, we were walking around with professionals.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was incredible. And everyone was wonderful and met some real characters this weekend.
I'll tell you what, though. To every single lovely lady who came up to Ray and I and said hello, I got to be honest with you. The Jonas Brothers were there.
there were way more famous people than us at the Masters. And I was the mayor of goddamn Augusta by the time I left.
I mean, you literally were.
It was my people. Every 3 seconds, every time I took a step, they're like, Cyan Charlotte, Cyan Columbia. Yeah. Hey, girl, came to Chicago or whatever. I have never felt more.
It was like an unofficial meetup.
Of the McManiacs.
Is that what they're called?
My buddy Parag came to one of my shows in Chattanooga and he had a McManiacs t-shirt on. I was like, that's pretty great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's a good one. Yeah, honestly, after this weekend, like, sorry to you, Jeff, but it's like, of the three of us, Heather's probably the most likely to be a member there.
And that's the other thing. So let's go back into the membership. Now, here's the deal. If you know anything about Augusta, I believe it caps at 300 members. Yeah, well,
someone's going to have to fact check all of this because
we don't know. Please fact check. We're
also,
not
it's a secret society, so we don't really know.
Yes, you have to be invited. It's not like you can just join.
No.
I've also heard like rumors that you just get a bill at the end of the year.
Yeah, and that's how you know.
And that's how you know whether or not you're coming back the next year. But you wear a green jacket. So if you watch, at the end, they have a green jacket ceremony.
Correct.
If you actually win as with the Masters tournament, you get this green jacket. That does not mean, though, that you have a membership to the club.
No.
So the club is very, very exclusive.
I think the vetting process to be a member there is like more intense than being like the Secretary of State.
Oh, no, without a doubt. Literally, you could have the codes to the nuclear weapons.
And they're like, we don't care.
We don't care. They're like, you're not getting into Augusta.
Yeah, not, you're not getting in, ma'am.
So Jeff's dream, obviously, was to go to this prestigious place. But I'm the way I was walking around, I mean, I was politicking, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Hey, waving. I felt like the Queen of England.
I was absolutely scamming.
Absolutely. And Ray is literally in the back, hiding behind a bush, scamming.
Scamming.
Looking for his next scam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say, Augusta, if you hear this, I would absolutely be a wonderful addition to the Augusta National family. I'm a great golfer. Also, I'm a classy lady, and I know that the female membership is low. While they don't really announce who are members, I do know that I could add a little diversity into the mix, but that would also still be tasteful. You know what I mean?
It's interesting to hear a white woman say, I'm going to add diversity, but it's true.
It's
because
true.
It's all men. But well, it's mostly men.
I have to keep saying tasteful, because if they do one light, loose scroll through my Instagram, they're going to go, absolutely not.
I wonder if it's like one of those things where they're like vetting you and they're like, ma'am, you've made 6,000 labia jokes.
Yeah.
It's not happening here.
No, there's no way. Because you know what? Here's the thing though. Ray and I both said the game of golf needs a little, it needs a little
pizzazz.
A little pizzazz.
A sprinkle of homosexuality and comedy.
We just need a little laugh.
Yeah.
Like, why aren't we getting the hosting jobs where we sit, we do commentating on the Masters on like Peacock or something.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there being like, okay, golf for dummies. Like, we're doing fashion police for the golf. We're talking about what happens when you get stuck in a bunker. Like,
yes.
I can give you a little bit of the facts, but we can also spill the tea.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
Behind the fucking scenes.
Like, what's in that sandwich they're eating?
Yes.
You know?
What are they eating between 7 and 8? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Were those pants 3 sizes too tight, but specifically worn so when you get in a sand trap, you know, you see the outline of the balls?
Maybe a dumb question. Do they ever go to the bathroom while they're playing?
Can I tell you? I was literally
putting my head
down to sleep last night. And I stopped and said, Jeff, I didn't see Justin pee all day.
Yes. But they're like chugging water because it was hot yesterday.
No, they do. They have like secret little bathrooms at like specific turns.
I'm sure that they do, but
But the game moved so quick.
Yeah.
The game moved so quick yesterday. I don't remember ever seeing. I mean, we were following our friends the entire day.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw anybody pee once.
That's weird.
And it's like 4.5 hours.
It's a long time.
I mean, you know, I've said this before on other people's podcasts, but I feel like comedy and golf go hand in hand simply because it's a solo sport, okay? And you can only blame yourself if you fuck up, but you will find anything else to blame but yourself. You'll be like, you know, comedians will say, well, the audience was bad, or I didn't like the sound, or the theater was weird, or the club was, you know, I didn't like the vibe of the club. Uh-huh. The same thing golfers will say, the wind was too strong. It was too hot.
The grass.
The slope of the
greens.
Whatever
it's called.
Yeah, we will find anybody to blame except our own selves.
Uh-huh.
But it's a solo gig. You know what I mean? It's not a team sport. You're rolling and riding, and the only person you have to beat is truly yourself. Did you like that? Do you see how I brought that together?
I see that. I see that for you. Guys, I'm fried, okay?
You're so fried.
I am unwell.
We've been drinking azaleas. You want to describe an azalea for us, right?
Oh, yeah. So I guess azaleas is like one of the like few cocktails you can get from the clubhouse, which
we did not scum
our way into yet, but we did scum our way into the getting an azalea. And basically, it's a cocktail. It's usually made with vodka. It has grapefruit.
I think it's a mixture of like pineapple or orange juice.
Pineapple or orange juice.
Grenadine. Vodka.
Yeah, vodka. Mm-hmm.
And then it has like a big orange slice.
You know what it wasn't? It wasn't a Dirty Shirley. That's all I'll tell you.
It wasn't, but it was sweet.
But it was sweet. So then we started custom ordering.
Yeah. So then our friend Jill, we're like, hey, Jill, you going in the clubhouse? Get a 6 azaleas with tequila instead of vodka. We were turning up.
Yeah.
But then when you're walking 16 miles, you have 2 of those and you're in the grass.
Yeah.
Scarlett takes a tumble down 18.
And then you get kicked out.
And then you get kicked out.
You know what? We're not getting kicked out. We are scumming for life.
You know, I love Modern Fertility. I could not talk about them enough. They have just changed the game. And thank God I used them so I could figure out what was going on with my fertility. What's Modern Fertility, Heather? Well, it's an at-home testing kit to test your, you know, female hormones and your fertility. Figure out what's going on. Listen, if you're young, if you listen to my podcast, doesn't matter what age you are, but I would say if you're a young woman, try it now. Try Modern Fertility. You need to get ahead of this before you know it. I wish I would have done this sooner. I did the Modern Fertility test at home and I said, oh, geez, this is interesting. My AMH, which is your anti-Müllerian hormone, came back pretty low. Sure enough, I then went to see a fertility doctor and it became significantly harder for me to get any eggs. Listen, you don't know what you don't know and that's okay until you know, but just go to modernfertility.com and you can order one of your kits and it literally gets sent right to you. Also, traditional testing with your doctor can cost over $1,000, but Modern Fertility gets you the same info at $159. That is a fraction of the price. And if you go to modernfertility.com/absolutely, you can get $20 off your test. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners, like I said, $20 off the test. Go to modernfertility.com/absolutely. That means your test will cost $139 instead of the hundreds or thousands it could cost at the doctor's office. Again, get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/absolutely. That's modernfertility.com/absolutely. I know I have a lot of boss babes that listen to me, and online shopping isn't slowing down anytime soon. But is your business ready to keep up the pace? Okay, you're running a business. You got an e-commerce gig. Here's the deal. You know how you should be shipping your stuff with ShipStation. You will never worry about shipping again. Make this switch to a solution that handles all your shipping needs quickly, affordably, and painlessly. ShipStation is already trusted by over 100,000 e-commerce sellers. They can keep track of your orders from any sales channel, easily find the best shipping carrier with deeply discounted rates, and automate just about any shipping task with just a few clicks. Manage every order, Amazon, eBay, Etsy, or your own website from anywhere, even on your phone. No more headaches from dealing with returns and return tracking. Okay, that's a freaking nightmare. ShipStation makes it so easy. Also, you can save money when you compare carrier options and choose the best shipping solution every time. ShipStation works with every carrier so you can always find the best fit for you. Also, save your sanity. Everybody knows how absolutely annoying and asinine it is to try and figure out how to deal with this stuff, but save your sanity knowing your orders are handled and you're getting the best rates. No wonder 98% of companies that use ShipStation for a year keep using it as long as they're in business. And it's that good. Here's the deal. Ship more in less time with ShipStation. Use my offer code absolutely to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page and type in absolutely. ShipStation, make ship happen. And here's the thing. As we immediately walked in, like I got a little nervous because I was like, we're going to have to use our golf voices.
Yeah.
We're going to have to lower it down.
And you guys know us.
You guys do the claps or the snaps when you get excited or like just shake jazz hands. Just shake. If you can imagine me right now, I'm just shaking jazz hands and be like, yes, excited. And as we're walking in the gate the first day, this girl screams, Heather. And I literally look at her and I go, shut the fuck up. I go, shut the fuck up. Yeah. We have just scummed our way in the gate. If you think for 2 seconds, I'm letting you crazy bitch from Birmingham get me kicked out because you're screaming my name, absolutely not.
No. Because here's the thing, we might have scummed our way in there, but then we played it tight. We were fucking pillars.
We were pillars on our best behavior of the Augusta community.
We were like, we did everything we needed to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, we also,
you know, knew everybody there. We were wheeling and dealing. I mean, that is where business deals go down. Apparently, the oak tree in front of the clubhouse is where you cut deals.
That's what everyone kept saying.
Yeah. But
no one made a deal with me.
I was lurking pretty hard.
Yeah. We were trying.
Yeah, we were trying. I don't know what the deals were. I don't know if somebody had like a loose lotto ticket in their pocket that they were just like, have it.
Yeah.
I don't know, but we were definitely.
There was energy.
There
you
was
could,
like
you could
big
just smell
dick,
cash and contracts.
Old money. Yes. Old money energy.
Yeah.
But we really had a great time. And now we joke about scamming our way in because obviously we got tickets and we were pillars of the Augusta Masters community. I mean,
absolutely.
By the time we left this morning, I've never felt more a part of the club.
Yeah. We're in. We're in before we're in.
But we just need the green jackets.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I know this is already two strikes against us that we're even letting people know the secrets. It's like, if you know, you know. It's an unspoken.
Yeah.
It's like joining the skull and the crossbones at Harvard, that fraternity.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Yeah, maybe the Illuminati. There's like Augusta, the Illuminati, skulls and crossbones, and then like getting invited to be on Elon Musk's rocket to space.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Or Jeff Bezos. Who's going to space?
They both are. All fuckers are going to space. I don't need to go with any of them. I'm good.
I have a question. This is a basic question.
Yeah.
Not even a political statement.
Yeah.
If these guys have so much money, they could take, like, I would say, one bill of the 150 bill.
Yeah.
And like really fix some shit, couldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
They're going to space.
Going to space instead.
And I don't know much about the exploration process. I don't know if they know something we don't, like, because NASA kind of got defunded. Is this the new NASA? Or is this just we're trying to flex our dong to show, look what I can do?
I have no fucking clue, but I don't want to do that.
I mean, is Bezos going to be coming, like, do a thing where he has Amazon packages? Like, if you're on a space station by Mars and you need tampons or whatever, or a toothbrush, that's his whole shtick that Amazon's going to stop by the space station and drop shit off?
I don't know what his shtick is, but all I know is that, like, I don't want to be, have no gravity and have to try and take a shit.
Oh, so you don't want to join the NASA program?
No, I'm good.
Did you ever see this thing? They sent these astronauts, went up into space.
Okay.
For like a week. It was like a week mission.
Okay.
They sent 100 tampons. 100 tampons with the female astronaut. She was like, I'm going to be gone for a week. This is how you know men are so fucking stupid. She's like, I don't need 100 tampons, guys. Give me 12 max. 15 if it's a heavy flow for 4 days. This is what's crazy is that men run everything, yeah, but they send a bitch to space with 100 fucking tampons.
That is bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird.
She was like, I'm going to be gone for 48 hours. We're good. Just throw 2 in my purse and I'll be fine. And that was the thing too. I mean, obviously there's a ton of guys at the Masters, but we're trying to bring some strong, you know, diverse femme energy to the Masters. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't even mean to say femme, but for me, I'm bringing the femme energy.
Yeah. And I'm bringing a little bit of it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
A little bit.
We were stirring the pot though, but we were getting Luke's. Like, I thought that we brought a real positive, progressive energy.
Oh, 100%. I was approached many times on Saturday saying, this is the best outfit I've seen all week.
Of course.
And I said, yeah, because the gay man finally scommed his way in here.
Literally, it's Ray in like a fabulous outfit, me in a fabulous outfit, and then all the fabulous Koreans.
Yes.
Because here's the thing, if you don't know this, obviously, golf is a huge sport in Asia, specifically though, Korea.
And like, I didn't know that.
On the LPGA, there's a ton of Korean women. And so when, you know, we follow our friend Maria Fossey.
Yeah.
And I'll go to some of these tournaments. And when I say that the Korean moms show up head to toe Dior, they've got these visors. The skincare moment is like on point. They've got the umbrellas.
See?
I mean, and you and I are, of course, in these like kind of bootleg outfits.
Yeah.
No matter how much sunscreen I put on, my tits still got burned.
Totally.
So we need to go to a couple Korean golf tournaments and really get the tea on, like,
yeah.
You know,
because I'm a pillar of the beauty community, but that's next level.
And the Asian community.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
But you know,
many
did,
communities.
You know,
now the golf community at this point.
I know. My question for you is, how do you juggle the pressure, the time constraints, just the weight of the world of being a pillar of so many different communities?
You know, it's exhausting. It often leads to me being unwell and unhinged.
Yes.
You know, and then I just let loose and thank God.
Is that what we should blame your excessive drinking on? The pressures of being
a
pillar. I
wouldn't say that it's excessive.
Okay.
Because we met a couple alcoholics this weekend, and I'm like, I'm doing way better than you, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
You know, there were some people like teetering on the golf course, and there I was limping like fucking Tiger Woods, holding it together.
God bless them. God bless everybody. I've got the worst fucking shin splints, and yeah. I'm not even trying to bitch. I wore my Apple Watch, walked 9.5 miles.
No, we're not trying to complain. We had the best time. We're so grateful, like whatever. But like, I feel like I ran the marathon, then got hit by a truck like Anne Hathaway in one day. Like, it's fucking over.
We weren't even picking up a 9-iron. You know what I mean? Like at one point I was hugging the oak tree in front of the clubhouse, just trying to do a light calf stretch because they were season up.
Listen, guys, this is one of those times where you're like, have you ever like had to just go to the bathroom? Like, I'm just going to sit on the toilet, just take a quick nap.
Yes.
But that's not an option here.
No.
Because you could lose your friends for 10 fucking hours.
Yeah. You have to pee in and out. But can we talk about the bathroom attendants?
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Next level.
It was...
Literally, they wipe down the seat, they hold the door, and they're like, ma'am in the green dress, come right here, come in. And then they're like, do you have everything you need? Literally, the lady's holding open the door. She just wiped down the whole toilet. Wow. And she goes, is that enough toilet paper for you? There were two brand new giant filled rolls. I was like, yeah, I'm probably just going to drip dry and run out of here because I can't lose my husband and Ray. Like, I was like, I can't lose my people.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what happened in the restroom for you. But like, men, that's not happening. But it was efficient.
Yes.
I would say it's efficient. As someone who's been to many sporting events, there's nowhere grosser in the world than a men's bathroom. But this place, I could have eaten lunch in there. Oh. I wasn't going to, but I could have.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah. They were like, 2 urinals on the back left, 2 on the right. Use the stall. One of my favorite bathroom attendants is like, only shake once. We got to go. I was like, okay.
Can I tell you, watching just the efficiency of the Masters brought me to this thought. Are you ever sitting in traffic?
Yes.
I kind of sometimes sit in traffic and I think, why are we stopped?
Yeah.
The idea of traffic doesn't fully make sense to me. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know there's congestion because there's a lot of cars all going the same place, but if we all just go we wouldn't be stopped. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I know I'm not the only person who's ever like thought about
this. That.
Okay.
Everyone thinks that. I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
We gotta talk about Jeff's driving.
It's terrible. Dad just drove us back and it was not great.
I was like white knuckling the fucking armrest.
Yeah, that's why I sit in the back and I'm like, well, I guess if we get in a wreck, it's going to hit him first. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
The problem is, I'll tell you what Jeff's driving issue is. He drives like a New Yorker, which is fine because you have to be aggressive or you won't make it.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jeff does not signal where he wants to go. Mm-hmm. So if Jeff's trying to get over 6 lanes of traffic, he does not put on his blinker. And what he does is he screams at everybody who won't let him over. He's like, oh, this fucking asshole won't let me over. And I say, Jeff, he does not know you're trying to get over.
Yeah.
If you put on your blinker, it would let the other cars know this Audi's trying to get over. But instead, he curses at everyone and screams. But if he just put on his signal and started moving in that direction, the other cars would go, watch out, Jeff's trying to get over.
You know what he drives? He drives like he's walking around New York.
Yeah.
Real close to everyone.
Yep.
Doesn't give directions.
Nope.
Ready to fight at any moment. And I'm like, we're on the road. This is a vehicle. We could die.
Yes. So the first night we're getting there, Ray pulled me aside and he said, listen, I got to tell you something. Your husband is terrible at directions. And I'm not talking about like, doesn't ask for directions. Not that old trope of not asking for directions.
It's literally like, I love Jeff.
Jeff,
no disrespect. Like I had the best weekend with you.
Yeah.
But I'll be like, okay, yeah, you're going to take a right in 500 feet. And he'll just go left. And you're like, no, Jeff, you're going to go straight. Like, just follow the road straight.
And he'll just drive through a bush.
And he creates a whole new street. Like, you're like, where are we going?
So he and I got in an argument about this like 2 weeks ago. Because we were driving home. And I'll tell him, I'll give him a heads up.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, at the second light, take a right. And I'll say it again. At the second light, take a right. At the second light, which is Peachtree Street, take a right. He'll go 9 lights down and then curse at me and be like, what the fuck? I'm like, I told you 6 times.
I mean, I had my phone giving directions.
Yep.
It was up on the navigation and I was reading them out loud. And I'd be like, please take a right. And literally we've made 3 lefts and now we're in a river.
Literally. What? Somehow we ended up in a kayak and we're like, we don't know. And he's yelling at us. Are you then? Tell me what the fuck? And we're like, literally Audi told you, Google Maps told you.
And I told you.
And I told you. I'm in the backseat driving going, take a left, you know. No, he doesn't listen to anybody.
It's insane.
When it comes to your gut health, I feel like there's so much misinformation. Nobody knows what's going on. And you know what? It's a real raw and real conversation when people are asking about your gut health. But I found Seed. Seed's Daily Symbiotic is the real deal, and that's the only thing I trust. What is Daily Symbiotic? It's a broad-spectrum 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic. A proprietary formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains in scientifically studied dosages. Proprietary engineered 2-in-1 capsule that protects probiotics through digestion to ensure delivery to the colon. If you've ever taken a probiotic before and never felt a difference, it's likely because the good bacteria wasn't surviving in your GI tract. Seed is designed differently, and that's why it works. Listen, you got to fix your gut health, all right? And I trust Seed. Seed's like the best thing in the game. Sometimes I'd take other probiotics and I would kind of get a tummy ache. Seed just keeps you right, keeps you regular, keeps that gut health, that gut flora good, nice and tight, but doesn't give you a tummy ache. Here's the thing, supports benefits in and beyond the gut. Yes, Seed will support the easing of bloating, healthy regularity, and the ease of evacuation, if you know what I'm talking about. But it will also support your gut barrier, skin health, heart health, and micronutrient synthesis. I'm telling you, I'm so smart. I'm basically an engineer and a scientist reading this for you. Many see improvements in digestion within 24 to 48 hours, which can include, you know, bowel movement regularity and ease bloating. Listen, just do yourself a favor. If you want to glow, get Seed. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/absolutely and use code absolutely to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's Daily Symbiotic. That's seed, seed.com/absolutely and use code absolutely. It's really wild when you get married to see the flaws in your partner and realize there's certain flaws that like you're self-aware about, but this is one when it comes to driving and the lack of direction. Jeff just won't own it. And I'm like, it's not to me.
Also, it's not something you're ever going to fix.
But what do I do?
You have to stop being driven by him.
I've thought about getting like a nice driver.
It's tough though, because you don't like to drive.
I hate to drive.
And so then.
Do you know the only time I like to drive? I got to be honest with you. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day who's also on the road all the time. My favorite thing is I'm on the road. I'm never home. On a Monday morning, I like to come home. I like to get in my own car. I like to go to Costco, get a hot dog and a Diet Coke. I'm not saying this to sound like, I just like to do domestic shit.
Yeah.
I like to go to CVS.
Yeah, you just want to go to Costco.
I want to run errands. I don't even need tubs of mayo or like a new, you know, printer, but I'll go to Costco and swipe that Costco card just because I just want to be left alone. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I just want to be quiet. It's because I'm overstimulated all the time. When you're entertaining or you're on and you're out
when you're
all
scumming.
The time. Or you're scumming, you're overstimulated.
Yeah.
There is something about Mondays, just getting a hot dog and a Diet Coke and sitting in my car with the air conditioning and listening to my own podcast. That's very, very fulfilling. You love to drive.
I do love to drive. Well, I'm from California, and so I've been driving since I was 12. Not to brag, but I had to learn to drive to take my grandma to the pharmacy. So yeah. I learned young.
Yeah. I was driving around.
I miss it. That's why I was like, you were like, can you drive up to Augusta? And I was like, yeah, no problem. Like, I don't get to drive anymore. And I hear it's like just freeway. So you're just cruising.
I don't like to drive with other people in the car if I'm in charge of driving other people. I don't know why that responsibility stresses me out. And it's not like I'm drinking and driving.
Yeah, no.
But when it's me, I'm cruise. And I cruise. But I, you know, I don't drive fast enough for people. I guess I'm not aggressive enough. Jeff is all like, oh God, he's bitching and complaining and wants to listen.
Friday was a perfect example. We didn't have to be there at a specific time. It didn't fucking matter.
He was fucking yelling. He was yelling.
The energy was tense.
It was so tense. And he literally, when he yelled at us at the leaderboard, like we were two children who had like burned the house down from partying and cooking meth.
Yeah.
He yelled at us in front of everybody at the leaderboard. And I literally stopped, I go, you're being such an asshole and I am not doing this right now.
But at a whisper.
I was like, you're being such a fucking asshole and I will not do this right now. We are 15 minutes late because Palmer Mall Cop fucking yelled at us and we had to walk up to the Walgreens. Now, are you going to change your fucking attitude or not? And he was like, okay. I was like, do you want a barbecue sandwich? He was like, yes. I was like, shut the fuck up. Give me $2.
Yes. But then we turned it around.
Oh, we had a great time.
And we had the best time. Even though there was the wind.
Whipping.
Whipped.
It was such a jarring juxtaposition from the weather on Saturday, which was 30 degrees,
the wind was so strong, it was, sand was coming up from the bunker and slapping you in the face.
I felt like Bill Paxton in fucking Twister.
I would say Bill Paxton Twister, and also some sort of like, we're in Dune. That's what we were in. We were in fucking Dune. Oh, it's great.
Oh, I should see it. I mean, I love Timmy, but I don't.
No, the cinematically, the movie's beautiful.
I don't have a TV in New York. So I like.
Watch it on your fucking computer. It's still great.
It's cinematically beautiful.
No, it's shot beautifully. Just go and appreciate the art and quit bitching.
I do appreciate the art.
But I will say, Jason Momoa, you know, who's my ultimate crush, my ultimate hall pass. I couldn't figure out when I turned on Dune. I said, there's something that's not right. He shaved his beard.
Oh.
And I couldn't figure it out.
That's what you've always said you loved about him. This from the day I met you.
Oh, I like men with facial hair. I don't like a clean face. It does nothing for me.
Facial hair doesn't bother me. I just want it to be groomed. It can't be straggly.
No, yeah. I don't like a weird scruffy beard. I mean, if it's nice.
It can be long too, but it also has to be groomed.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It takes care of himself.
You know, I still haven't really forgiven Jeff. The day that we got married at the courthouse, I couldn't put my finger on it. There was something that was off about his look and I couldn't figure it out. And I was like, Jeff, I don't know why. Like, I almost felt like I didn't know him, right? He felt like he was so weird. He's like, why are you being so weird? I was like, I don't know. There's something like, and then I took a step back and I go, did you shave? Like, he trimmed his beard. He went to a new barber and they trimmed it. He usually does like a 4. They trimmed it so tight. It was like a 5 o'clock shadow. And our photos that we have from like getting married at the courthouse are ruined because Jeff does not even look like the person that I was trying to marry.
Do you even have those anywhere?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I have one. I don't have it printed out. Because you know what my mom doesn't believe in? Family photos. So we're sitting in my office right now, which is just, I have so many photos and shit that I have to hang, but I don't ever have time to do it. But that's the only place I'm allowed to have any
photos.
Was
something funny that I like loved about the Masters is like you go there and they like scam you charging $1 zillion renting these houses, but they're not like Airbnbs. They're like actually people's homes.
Yes.
And you just see family photos of anyone who owns the houses. Like every house we went to this weekend, like it was obviously strangers. And you're just like walking around in their home that's not created for an Airbnb.
Yes. The entire city of Augusta goes on spring break, which is very strategic of them. They go on spring break so that you can rent these houses out. And like brands will come in. It's like Mercedes, AT&T or whatever.
Like they'll 70 take over neighborhoods. Houses.
They'll just take over neighborhoods. Kick these people to the fucking curb. I mean, in one weekend renting your house out, you can pay your mortgage for like 2 years.
100%.
And you probably, if you're from Augusta, you want to get the fuck out of town.
Yeah, unless you're, you know, an absolute pillar of the community and then you're going to the game. Match, tournament, whatever.
I know someone listening right now knows how I can become a member. And I know that, hey, listen, you just have to ask for it. You have to speak it into existence. I am a country club kid. I grew up. I understand that lifestyle. But I also think that in order for us to continue to grow the traditions and to expand on that, you need to have Heather McMahon as a green jacket member.
And if you want women watching golf, you need a gay man to come out as a golfer and I'll start polishing that fucking putter and it'll be a vibe.
It'll be a vibe. We're also pitching our sports commentating services, if you will.
Yeah.
So whoever would like us to come and comment on sports.
We're tech avail.
We are tech avail. Mm-hmm. Schedule is wide open. So we need to do our own thing. But I just think we would really highlight, I don't know, the Olympics. Why didn't they ask us? I'm still bitter about that.
Very available.
Oh God, I know. Nobody watched the Winter Olympics. You know, nobody watched
it. Nobody watched it. I didn't even know it happened until it was over.
Well, once they were doing the ski jump, like, or not the ski, yeah, the what, not the ski
slalom?
What's it called? The winter one.
This is why we're not commenting the Olympics.
Yeah, the ski jump. The ski, you're on skis.
Slope?
No, the ski jump where they're up on the skis and
they go, whoop.
Yeah.
And then
but they were doing it next to like it wasn't a nuclear power plant, but it was some sort of like giant power plant. So there's like no snow anywhere except on this jump. I mean,
that was
a scam.
That's a con.
Oh, that's a con.
You have to know the difference because there are people who are con artists and crooks. And then there are scam artists like us.
So what is the difference exactly?
So scamming is elevated. It's like you are elevating yourself. And crooks are people that are taking down the community. Because we scammed our way into the Masters, but then we were fucking pillars.
But then we elevated.
And we elevated.
We were classy. We were tasteful.
you know, golf club.
We followed the rules, but then we also showed them how things could be done.
You're right.
Our way.
So con artist is when you take something from someone and then it doesn't benefit the group in the long run.
What's the word? You tarnish it.
Yes.
Those are con artists. And crooks.
It's just.
I don't fuck with crooks.
Robbers.
Yeah. Criminal. I'm out. I'm a scam artist. Scam for life.
Yeah.
I'm not a crook.
Okay, this is really good to know.
You know what I mean? Because we scammed our way in and we're like, we're in. We're going to do this. We're going to own it. We're going to be fucking pillars. Uh-huh. Con artists just go in there, ruin the whole thing, and they'll never get back.
You're right. And they're also a little incognito.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm glad that we really drew a line in the sand, a moral line in the sand of what we are. Ethically, we just really, I'm glad to be on the right side of history is all right. I'm telling
Herstory?
You. Herstory. Herstory. Uh-huh. I will say too, you know, I've been trying to expand on this in a while. I think the fashion in golf could really be amplified. I'm trying to work on my own golf line. So be patient with me, guys, because that is one of my goals is to make things for big tittied women. And, you know, if you're a little top heavy.
You looked great yesterday.
Thank you.
It was tough to look cute the first day. I mean, I loved your faux Chanel jacket.
Yeah, faux Chanel from Zara.
Yeah. It was tough to look really cute on the warm day on a golf course.
Because we were freezing.
Freezing. And it's not like we had our coats from New York. It's like, we joked about wearing fur.
Yeah.
Because we were like, oh, it's going to be cold. Like, we should wear fur.
But I could have definitely used my fur.
I could have used a fur and we would have been fabulous.
We would have been, can you imagine us standing at like the 16th tee and we just have on our giant faux fur jackets?
And we're eating freaking chicken salad sandwiches, drinking an azalea.
Pillars. That's, if we would have brought our faux furs, you know, I would have gotten that light tap on the shoulder. Ding, ding, ding. Miss McMahon, can you please join us in the clubhouse? And they bring us into a room and there's like lit candles, you know, but some Illuminati shit, like probably some like sacrilegious shit on the walls. And like, we would just like to trade your faux fur from Zara for this green jacket.
Yes.
Yes. And they're like, you can't tell anyone. I'm like, oh, too bad. I'm going to be on the podcast Monday. I am to say though, big shout out to I would like to say seasoned ladies. I don't like to say older women. I like to say seasoned, you know, they've seen some things.
They've experienced life.
Experienced women. I had more ladies, I'd say probably from the age range of like 50 to 75 who came up and said that they listened to the podcast. And I was so blown away and honored. And they're like, thanks for keeping shit real, sweetie. And I was like, this is the coolest thing. Uh-huh. And to be around people, and also it was nice to not have cameras because that way we could just chit chat with folks and like,
totally.
And actually have an engaging conversation. It was such a pleasant surprise of how many of our seasoned ladies listen to the Absolutely Not podcast. So I just wanted to say big thank you. And everybody I met this weekend was just so wonderful. And thanks for tuning in. It means the world to me.
Yeah. Love it.
All right, Ray, now we've talked enough about the Masters and all that shit, but what else is going on in your life? What's next? What's new? What's happening? How's New York?
New York is, it's been a long, dark winter.
No shit.
It's been rough. I mean, it snowed like 8 days ago and I was like crying on a corner without the proper clothing.
Yeah.
But it's great. I'm like, things are changing. My life's changing. I'm going out to LA for a couple of days to visit my friends. I'm super excited to see them. I haven't like, I've been back to LA twice since I moved to New York, which is like my home. I really did consider LA my home. I lived there for 10 years. I have so many good friends there.
Yeah.
I've scammed my way into many things there. But I haven't got to like go back and just chill, like just hang out. Like I was there for 36 hours once for an engagement.
Right.
And then I went for like a holiday and then I ended up having to fly back to New York 2 days later. So I never have like got to just chill and do nothing.
Right.
And I couldn't be more fucking excited. I am a little scared to go just because like I do miss it so much. And now that I work has changed, I could technically move back.
Right.
But I'm not ready to leave New York. You know what I mean?
I think you
haven't finished scamming. I haven't finished RPF, my foundation.
Wait. Excuse me? What's your foundation?
RPF, the Ray Padilla Foundation.
And what exactly do you do at the Ray Padilla Foundation? Who are you scamming? conning?
Absolutely everyone. And we're still working on what cause the foundation is bringing to the forefront.
Why do you now have an accent? I already said if I had the Heather McMahon Foundation, I would single-handedly change the lives of chubby kids with eczema everywhere.
And that feels right for you.
It does feel right for me. Maybe also children with psoriasis. Anybody who's had a scaly, dry skin issue through their youth.
Yeah.
Ray, we've talked about this before. What if we just do a charity for chubby kids?
Honestly.
They need help too. And not like medical help. We're saying like they need to go shopping and feel cute.
You know what I feel like I really missed out on?
What?
Fat camp.
Oh my, do you understand? Dream.
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 We should just do like an adult one, I think. But like,
that's
fun.
Called The Biggest Loser. Do you know how many times the ranch in Malibu has been like, come on up?
Yeah, but that's like not fun.
Hear it's really fun.
No, they like, you have to steal apples. Like they don't feed you.
You have to scum apples?
Yes. Yes. I've had friends that have gone too. And you like, I don't know. I want to like heavyweight style. Like
yes. Heavyweight's the best movie of all time.
Just like throw my hands up in the air.
Yeah,
and, like, I want you to be on the blob and then meet a cannonball on the blob. And then you go up on the blob and your titty comes out of your one piece. Like,
so what
that's
if we
what I want.
What if we start this? What if we start a summer camp for fun single adults, right?
I know,
that have a BMI over like 30. I love it.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be fun. But also then are we like.
And we call it absolutely fat. Absolutely fat.
Absolutely fat.
Absolutely fat and fabulous. Summer camp.
We'd have the best time. There just has to be, and there'd be air conditioning.
Oh, plethora of crisp.
So much air
AC.
Conditioning. Like that's loose outfits. You know, yeah. It's like, it's
a lot of spa water.
Yes. Like all the waters have like a fruit or like a sprig of something.
A sprig of something.
You know what I mean?
You're not drinking
ice cold.
Yes. Ice cold water. And then we'll have as much unsweet iced tea as you want.
And crushed ice.
Crushed Sonic ice. That's the one thing we're redoing the kitchen and I'm getting a crushed ice machine. Not the one on Amazon. I'm getting one built in. Like that was my one thing. I said, if I'm going to splurge on anything, I'm getting the fucking crushed ice machine. It changes the game.
Honestly, after this weekend, I need a bath of crushed ice to lay in. My body is wrecked.
You know, I see everybody doing this shit called like the Wim Hofman or Wim Hof.
What is that?
It's just, he's this like crazy Nordic guy and he may not be Nordic. I may be just, you know, fucking that up. Okay. But he's all about like doing the cold plunges.
Yeah.
Doing the breath work.
I thought you were doing cocaine.
You cannot be a pillar of the golf community and do cocaine.
No, I'm well.
Can I be honest with you?
You can. Also, I don't.
You could never. You can't.
I don't need
do
to
cocaine
be,
and play golf. That's
you know
too
I
much.
Don't need to be when you cannot speak loudly or talk at all, and on cocaine at a golf game.
You could do cocaine and play soccer, tennis, but golf is. You got to walk. You're in out in the elements.
I don't know. I'm like really happy with where my nasal passages are right now.
Oh yeah, me too.
You
me
know
too.
What I mean? And we get sinus infections.
But I do
also,
think.
Also, they did have drug dogs.
Oh, everywhere.
Everywhere. They were.
They might have been like bomb dogs.
They can sniff for all of that.
That is true.
They're sniffing for
you
everything.
You know, they can't sniff for scammers. Can't sniff out a scam. Can you, Fido?
We breezed right past him.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm heading out to LA. I'm doing some new stuff with work, hitting the comedy scene in New York, which is.
I know.
It's tough.
It's tough.
It's tough. Still working on cracking that homosexual egg in New York. It's happening. It's all happening.
Listen, I've said this a million times. And ladies, I know y'all are so sweet and you signed Ray's DMs, but Ray is looking for love. And he's also looking for some fabulous gay friends. If you're a great homosexual
I've
man.
I've made a couple.
Okay.
I've made a couple from Instagram or like people have come up and they're like, oh my God, we heard you're, you know, unhinged and you're a good time.
Yeah.
So I've made a few, but it's still like that weird thing with New York where it's like, I actually do have friends, but it doesn't feel that way because in LA, your friends like come to your house and just hang out.
Yeah.
Like think about like when we first became friends, we would watch The Real Housewives for 10 fucking hours.
Because you have the space to do it.
Right. In New York, you don't do that. So then you're like, and you can't just like lackadaisically plan something in New York. You know what I mean? You have to like scum your way into all these fucking fancy dinner reservations.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, it is because nobody has a decent apartment.
Nobody's
like, just come over and hang.
Yeah. I'm like, I mean, my apartment's fine, but it's tiny and there's one bathroom. And if you like so much as like sneeze, the whole building shakes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like weird. I don't know.
That's, no, I hear you.
You know what I mean?
In LA, we would literally just sit on the couch for 6 hours. We're going to talk.
My thing is like, I love to like host people and like come over and I would make dinners and throw parties. And it's like, that's not happening in New York.
Mm-mm.
I think I have one frying pan.
I'll tell you what's a scam. No, what's a con is New York City.
The biggest con.
The biggest con.
Yeah.
They'll take your money, take your last $2, take your last winter boot, and just throw it back in your face.
Your last winter boot.
Your last winter boot. Your last shred of pride.
That I thought I could put away 2 months ago, but I had to pull them out last week.
That's the thing. It's very hard because you have to rotate your wardrobe in New York.
You know, New York is actually a fucking con artist because everyone that lives there and is successful has three homes because they're like, we have to be somewhere for the winter, uh-huh. the summer, and then the city. I'm like, so if you're never fucking here, why do you live here?
I couldn't agree more.
You know what I mean? They're like, oh, well, you go to the Hamptons. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? In LA, there's one place.
Yes, I totally agree with you. Nobody even stays in the city in the summer. So if you're not even in your apartment, then why are you paying $7,000 a month for
it? I gotta be honest though. Last summer, the weather was fucking whatever. And I'm sorry we talk so much about the weather, but it's a big thing. But I had the time of my life.
In the city.
Because it was less crowded. And the people that were there were like there to have a good time. Like you could get into the restaurants. You're out on the streets. Like it was fucking amazing.
Right.
I like loved it. That's why I'm staying, I think.
I think you should stay.
What am I going to go do? Go back to LA and be another fat, failed actress? Like, I'm good.
I'm doing that for you.
Oh, God.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, that is. So, yeah, we're going to be together a lot. We've got the wedding this summer.
I know. That's exciting. I got to get Ray's veil ready for him. Everyone's like, what's Ray wearing to the wedding? I'm like, whatever he fucking wants. Yeah. I don't care.
I send you outfits every week that you see.
Yes, and I just pretend to act like I didn't see them. I choose to ignore.
Yeah, so some of the outfits I've sent are Shawn Mendes' look from the Met Gala. That was the dinner party outfit.
If you bring Shawn Mendes as your date, you can come. You can wear whatever the fuck you want. Why don't you ask him to come? I kept thinking that like, okay, you know how I told you earlier, I've like really elevated Jeff's life. Like
he's
gotten to meet all of his favorite sports guys and musicians and all this shit. And I'm like, what does he bring to the table? I keep thinking like I have some cool surprises for the wedding for him, like things that I know he's going to enjoy. I know this fucker hasn't thought of a single thing. You know what he could have thought of? Getting Shawn Mendes to the wedding. Hey, Shawn, how much do we have to cut a check for to have you perform Lost in Japan?
Yeah.
For my wife. He hasn't thought of that.
Acoustic. So romantic.
He could just show up. He could give me a kiss on the cheek and walk away. That's all I want for my wedding gift.
Then he could just walk right into my mouth.
Exactly.
Oh, if Shawn Mendes, like.
You guys would be so cute.
The best.
Camila Cabello, who?
I don't know her. No lo sé. Pendeja.
Oh, God. All right. So listen, Ray's clearly up and at him, doing the most, doing the least. We're going to be together a lot. You know, we're going to bring you hot fire content, but we had a great time this weekend. Shout out to everybody that we ran into at the Masters. And thanks to Augusta for the hospitality. And also just thanks to everybody who's been great. And thank you to everybody who listens to this podcast. Guys, I do want to let you know, I'm going to be back on the road. We have an insane show at the Chicago Theater. I think we've almost sold it out. If we haven't yet, I think there's some tickets left. Please, I want to see sold out on that marquee. So we're coming to Chicago, Milwaukee. We've got Salt Lake City. We have Phoenix.
Sacramento.
Two shows in Tampa. Two shows in Atlanta. We still have tickets left for the Atlanta show. There are a couple left.
Wednesday
and Thursday. We have just a couple left.
There.
Yes, Ray's going to be there. We're going to have a bunch of big surprises in Atlanta. Get your tickets at heatherontour.com. I love you. I mean it. I will be back next week on the hotline. You can always call into the Absolutely Not line. 800-213-7503. We'll see you next time.
Scam you later.
Arrivederci, Ciabella.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.